The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
God said, "There is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of death." You can read that in Proverbs 14 and Proverbs 16. Both chapters states that. And that isn't the way that God intended this world to live, because God knew that the way of selfishness, lust, greed, pride, jealousy, vanity would only lead to problems. That's why God gave man a set of laws to regulate his well-being, to bring happiness, peace, contentment, good health, obedient, respectful kids, happy marriages, prosperity, so we could operate in the black. Yes, financial laws, as well as spiritual laws to live by, so that we could operate in the black, have financial stability, and have obedient, respectful kids, as I've already mentioned. And so we wouldn't become a welfare nation or a welfare state, or a world and a nation ridden with crime, sickness, disease, and dotted with jails, prisons, mental institutions, divorce, unhappy marriages, living in fear, locked in our own homes and afraid to go out alone, or walk the streets at night, and in many cities, even in the daylight. And so we could believe what others say. Now, wouldn't that be a blessing if you could believe what anyone tells you? When they gave their word, wouldn't that be a blessing if you knew they were going to stick to that word and make it good? And so we wouldn't be afraid for our kids to play outside, or afraid for our kids that they would be molested. On and on we could go, speaking about the evils of the world and the nation that we live in, such as hunger, starvation, war, red ink, all the stress that we live with, false or pagan doctrine and religion, which has had its part to play in leading mankind down this gateway of life. God taught Adam and Eve his way, his law, his way of give, before he allowed Satan the opportunity to sell his way of get. They swallowed Satan's way. Satan's way is the gateway, and the way that Adam and Eve began was picked up immediately by Cain and was magnified many times over as his seed multiplied and finally penetrated the seed of righteous Seth in the seventh generation in the days of Methuselah, until the whole world became so corrupt, as it states in Genesis 6, that God had to destroy all human life except Noah, his wife, his sons, and their three wives. And that world before the flood had ample opportunity to turn from the gateway, that way of vanity, selfishness, lust, greed, pride, to the give way of love, concern, treating others the way that you want to be treated. Yes, the way of sharing, of serving, of giving, the way of peace is God's way. And they had that opportunity. They had men like righteous Abel, Seth, Enosh, Jared, Enoch, Lamech, and Noah preaching God's way and God's law, giving a warning message. Noah preached for 120 years before the flood with a warning and a repentance message. No one listened. No one repented and turned from the way of Satan's gateway to God's way of give. Think of that, my friends. No one repented. No one turned in that day. Notice what Christ said about the day you and I are living in. Take your Bible, if you have your Bible. If you don't, get your Bible and turn to Luke 17, and we begin in verse 26. Luke 17 and verse 26. "And as it were in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man." Now notice, pay attention to what Christ said. It says, "as it were in the days of Noah." Now we're going to try to find out how it was in the days of Noah before we finish this broadcast. Goes on here in verse 27. It gives us part of the way that was going on in the days of Noah. It says, "They ate, they drank, they married wives. They were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all." Now, what's wrong with eating and drinking? What's wrong with marrying wives? God says they were doing that. Christ said that's one thing that they were doing back in the days of Noah. They ate, they drank. Well, my friends, they were gluttony. They ate and they drank too much, and they ate and they drank the wrong kind of food and drink. They married wives. Yes, there probably was a merry-go-round of divorce at that time, and they might have been interracially marrying as well. They were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Now notice in verse 28, likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Now what were they doing in the days of Lot? It says they ate, they drank. They were doing the same thing as they were in the days of Noah, eating too much, drinking too much, gluttony. They sold, they bought, they built. But we know something else that they were doing that brought out in Genesis 19 as well. They were Sodomites. Is any of that going on in our land today? To find out more about what was going on back in Noah's day, let's turn back to Genesis 6 here, and we'll see what God had to say back here in Genesis 6, verse 5. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. The wickedness of man was great in the earth. Now, are there any wickedness in this earth today, in our nation? Do you know of anything that's going on that isn't right, that isn't on the level, so to speak? Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great, multiplied many times in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. That was his mindset, was to do something wrong, do something bad, to get for himself, not caring about anyone, ignoring God's law totally and completely, God's way of life. Notice verse 11 through 12. It says, the earth was also corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. Is it that way today, my friends? I don't think anyone has to tell us how it is today. We know how it is, don't we? We see, we understand. Every time you turn your TV on to watch news or your radio to hear the news, you don't hear any good news. Very seldom do you hear any good news. It's all bad, all ugly. So God looked upon the earth, verse 12, and indeed it was corrupt. Yes, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. All flesh had corrupted their way on the earth, so says God. The word corrupt means decay, cause ruin, batter, cast off, destroy, loose, perish. Now, do we see any of that in our land today? Cause ruin, batter, cast off, destroy, loose? Are we living in a loose generation? And God says it even means perish, and that's exactly what happened to them. They perished in a flood. And that's what's going to happen to our world today unless we change, unless we repent. That's what's going to happen to this nation, my friends, unless we repent and turn to our God. Yes, they had totally cast off God's way of give, of love, of concern. Concern for others. God's law, which would have brought joy, peace, prosperity, truth, and trust, and happiness. Good marriages, right and proper marriages between a man and a woman that would have had their virginity for their wife or their husband. It would have produced and would still today obedient, respectful kids, finances in the black, laws that they ignored that would have produced a life free from fears and worries and frustration, confusion and stress, free of jails, prisons, mental institutions, laws that were and still are the foundation for proper and right education. I want to repeat that. Laws that were and still are the foundation for proper and right education. This world has rejected those laws. We have rejected the foundation of knowledge that education should have been built on. Yes, we have much technical knowledge, don't we? But do we have much spiritual and moral knowledge? Notice what it says back in Hosea 4 and verse 6. God pretty well described our day in Hosea 4 and verse 6, as well as the day at that time to ancient Israel. It says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priest for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God. We have forgotten the law of our God. Yes, we have ministers that stand up and preach and tell us that the law is done away with, that the law was nailed to the cross. Well, God says that's why we have all of our troubles, is because we have forgotten and turned our back on God's law, on God's way. And that is so true. If we were a nation, or if we were a world that had lived and always lived by God's way of life, by God's law, we wouldn't be in trouble as we are now. We wouldn't see all of the sickness, the disease, mental institutions, jails and prisons. We wouldn't have the drug addicts, the drug lords. We wouldn't have the wars that we have. We wouldn't have divorce and unhappy marriages, my friends. Think about these things. Notice what it says in Daniel 12. Daniel 12 and verse 4. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Yes, knowledge has increased, and it is increasing at such a pace that you and I can't keep up with it. But the knowledge of God's word, the knowledge of God's way, the knowledge of God's law has not increased. It has been and is on the decrease. And that's why we have the problems. Yes, we have rejected the way that God taught us, our first parents, Adam and Eve, and ancient Israel, our forefathers. And when you realize the way God had taught the whole world in the beginning, and the way God is teaching today in the pages of the Holy Bible, we have rejected that, my friends. The pre-flood world didn't listen. Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities didn't listen. Will you? I ask you, will you? God hasn't changed, and He will not change. His law, the Ten Commandments, are still in effect today, and that includes the seventh day, the Sabbath. And when you and I as individuals, or we as a nation, or the world, breaks and ignores God's law, they will break us. There is a penalty to be paid for ignoring God's law, His way of life, His way of serving and giving. And this world is paying a big price now, and it will pay a bigger price unless we change. And if we as an individual, or as a nation, or as a world, don't repent, we are going to bring this world to the point of annihilation. But thanks to God, for He is going to send Jesus Christ back at just the right time to save man from himself. And you had better be glad that there is an elect. You can read that in Matthew 24. God says, but for the elect's sake, those days will be cut short. So mankind will be spared. Mankind will be saved. But my friends, there are a lot of troubles between now and then. In the meantime, you can save yourself and your family a lot of trouble, a lot of problems, by repenting of your sins of breaking God's law. And sin is the transgression of the law. You can read that in the book of James. And began to obey God, walk in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, give yourself to Christ. It's up to you. Will you listen? We invite you to request our free articles, The Law of Life, and What Does God Require?
This program and the free literature we offer is made possible by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day and the Churches of God Outreach Ministries. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764. Again, that address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.